So it's Advent for this Sunday, and we're asked to think about awestruck anticipation. On Advent 1, we thought about the long-awaited fulfillment as Jesus came and fulfilled Old Testament prophecies. Week 2 was about his upside-down kingdom. Compared with what many people expected, he mixed with the humble, the sick, the marginalised, and the outcast. Last week, we thought about the tension of God with us, that he chose to come and live amongst us despite our mess. And this gave us glimpses of what God will make complete when Jesus comes again. Today, we're thinking about awestruck anticipation. Awestruck, according to the dictionary, means to be full of complete wonder. The other day I was speaking to someone who lives near me, and they expressed the fact that Christmas seems to have come really quickly, which implied that they weren't going to be ready. That led to me asking myself questions. I don't want Christmas 2021 just to be decoration and celebration. I want it to be more meaningful than that and a lasting experience. I don't want to look back and think that was. I want to experience some sort of real change so that I can move forward and think this is. So on Advent 4, we're asked to think about awestruck anticipation. We're invited to think of that scene around the manger with the baby Jesus. Obviously, we weren't there in person, but with God's help, it can help us to experience something of the wonder of Jesus coming. The Bible has lots to say about those who were there, and it gives us insights as to what it might have been like for them, which can therefore be helpful to us. It's in Luke 2, 1-7 that we're told that Mary and Joseph travelled to Bethlehem. She gives birth, and the baby is placed in a manger because there's no room for them in the inn. But as we just heard in Luke 1, 26-38, Mary was visited by an angel who told her that she would conceive by the power of the Holy Spirit and have a son called Jesus who would be great, that he would be the Son of the Most High, that the throne of his ancestor David would be given to him, and he would reign over the house of Jacob forever. In Matthew 1:18-25, we learn something of Joseph's experience. He had a dream where the Lord appeared to him. It was explained to him that Mary was with child through the Holy Spirit and that he should still take her to be his wife, that the child would be Emmanuel, God with us. They were to call him Jesus because he would save his people from their sins. Also at that staple scene, they have visitors, the shepherds. We read about them in Luke 2:8-20. The angel came to the shepherds and said, "They've got good news for you and for everyone. A child will be born in the city of David, who will be the Messiah, the Lord." They were given a sign that they would find him in strips of cloth lying in a manger. And when they found him and told people what had happened, everyone was amazed, and Mary pondered these things in her heart. Then the shepherds went away, full of joy and praising God. And then also at that scene with the Magi, we read about them in Matthew 2:1-12. They went via Herod, asking, "Where is the child born to be king of the Jews?" They'd seen his star rising and had come to pay him homage. They followed the star. It stopped over the place where the baby was. They found him and were filled with joy. They paid homage and offered their gifts. The scene at the manger and the background of the people who were there implies that there was a great feeling of awe. We obviously weren't there, but we can still be filled with wonder. I'm going to offer you 1 minute now of complete silence. I want you to try and picture that scene and to ask God to fill you with a sense of wonder. Some of you might have your own ideas as to what to do. If you're not sure, try clearing your mind of all the other things that are happening. Focus on that situation and ask for God's help. 1 minute, beginning now. I hope you're finding this to be a helpful exercise. Very briefly, is there anything anybody would like to share with the group? I hope that the experience helped you to feel something of the awestruck nature of this time of year. But it's not just awestruck, it's awestruck anticipation. Anticipation means looking forward expectantly. Back in my days as a TA, a child coming up to Christmas said to one of the teachers, "What are you doing this Christmas, sir?" And he said, "Eating a load of food." Hopefully for us, Advent is more than just letters to Santa, trying to predict who will win Strictly, and hoping that the cake that we've made a few weeks ago turns out to be okay this year. Advent 4, we're asked to think about awestruck anticipation. And anticipation is very much affected by that sense of awe. As we thought about those characters at the stable and the scene in the background, surely it also implied that there was a sense of anticipation because of what was happening. Mary was told that the child she would have would be great, Son of the Most High. His kingdom would never end. Nothing is impossible with God. Joseph was told that the child that Mary would have would be Emmanuel, God with us. That his name would be Jesus because he would save his people from their sins. The shepherds were told it was good news for all. He is the Messiah, the Lord. The Magi went to visit the child who was born to be king of the Jews. The star had risen. They came to offer their homage. No small list of things that were happening. Lots to which to look forward, to expect. Hopefully, as well as being filled with awe, we too feel a sense of anticipation at this time of year, and that anticipation is affected very much by our being awestruck. God came in Jesus, and this has important implications for us all. We're in groups on tables. Just for a minute or so, I'd like you to consider the question, what does anticipation mean for you? What does anticipation mean for you? It's great that everybody's busy talking on their tables. As you will realize, the purpose of this discussion isn't solely to think about it here, but to take the ideas with you and to consider thinking. Is there anything anybody would particularly like to share very quickly?
We were just saying, it's probably something you've already said, Steve, but we were in our group saying that instead of just going through the motions and thinking about Christmas as being what it always is, because we all get caught up, don't we, in the preparations, and people say, are you ready for Christmas? In fact, I was asked that today, are you ready for Christmas? And I said, no, because I meant, have I written all the cards yet? No. Have we bought the food? No, we haven't. Have we bought gifts for each other? I don't think so. But that's not what it's really about, is it? It's not being prepared in the physical things, though that is important if you're hosting. It's not very good if everyone turns up and you've got no food. But it's being prepared in your heart. So are we anticipating that this year we'll have a new, more meaningful experience of Christmas as we really focus on God's gift to us and how that's going to change us spiritually and in our faith throughout the year to come?
Thank you very much. I think you summed it up beautifully, actually. My conclusion is three questions. Are we as awestruck as we could be? Is our anticipation what it should be? And does the former affect the latter as it might? I believe that with God's help we can find the right answers. I pray that what we've shared in this morning will help each of us in that process. And may we this Advent and Christmas experience awestruck anticipation. Thank you very much for your participation this morning.